Welcome to the Purpose to Service podcast, a weekly show for women entrepreneurs who are ready to package up their knowledge and build a thriving service-based business that fuels the life they desire. I'm your host, Alicia Robertson, and through this show, I share real-life advice, my proven strategies for building your personal brand and gaining more clients, and I chat with other incredible women who are not only crushing it in their industry, but also building their business with intention. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned professional, every week we dig deep into how you can leverage what you know and make a bigger impact through your content, make more money, and build your coaching or service-based business on purpose. Let's dig in. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Purpose to Service podcast. So before I dig into this week's episode, I just wanted to send a big thank you to each and every one of you who listened to last week's episode and who shared your kind words and like let me know that you resonated with everything that I was saying in last week's episode. So if you missed it, I pretty much just unveiled the big reasoning behind the rebrand of this podcast and our community and how I'm shifting over into like focusing more on my personal brand now. And I'm just so thankful that you guys like got it. I was so nervous that I would announce these changes and you would be looking at me like I was crazy. So I'm super thankful for all of your kind words, your cheers of congratulations, and for all of you who were like, girl, it's about time. Like, we've been waiting on this. So thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to the previous episode. So episode 136 is just where I explain like how I prayed and just asked God to just show me what it is that he wanted me to do for 2021. And within that season of prayer, he actually told me that I was playing small and that I needed to go bigger. So it's a really good episode. Super transparent, just sharing everything that has kind of transpired with this big rebrand over the past couple of months. So if you haven't listened to it yet, definitely head over to the previous episode and do so. All right, so this week I wanted to talk about you and what it's going to take for you to become a coach. So as you know, my brand and what we do in the Purpose to Service Academy is that we serve coaches and service-based entrepreneurs, and I show you how to create and launch your signature offer and also serve your clients with less stress and more intention. And one of the biggest questions that I receive from women who are either looking to join the Purpose to Service Academy or who are looking to work with me in some capacity is they're always wanting to know, am I qualified to become a coach? Whether it be a business coach, a fitness coach, a coach for new moms, a coach for teachers, a coach for nurses. So they're always wanting to know, like, I have this gift, I have this desire to help this specific group of people, but am I really qualified enough to call myself a coach? So I think that when we hear the title coach, we automatically think that it's this prestigious title that we must have like all of these qualifications and certifications for. So when I first decided to offer coaching services many years ago, I was so hesitant to call myself a coach because for one, I didn't think I was actually qualified to do it. So I saw all of these other quote unquote real coaches who had thousands of followers and was making tons of money. And I thought to myself that there was no way that I could actually call myself a coach because I didn't have those things at the time. So instead, I let that imposter syndrome creep in and I called myself a consultant for the longest, which is hilarious now because now I know that a coach and a consultant are two completely different things. So they are definitely not the same. But back then, I felt like the word consultant was a lot less like prestigious than calling myself a coach. So I felt like I didn't have to have all of those qualifications that I thought I needed in order to hold that title. So I also thought that in order to be a coach, I had to have a coaching certification. And a lot of the women that I talk to, like on a regular everyday basis about getting into this industry, is that they also feel like they have to go back to school or get all of these trainings in order to be, you know, certified as a coach. And in many cases, you know, that thought or like, you know, not knowing what they need in order to become a coach often holds them back from actually, you know, getting their business started and working with clients. So, do you actually need to be certified as a coach? So, my rule of thumb is to, of course, do your research on your specific industry. So, you need to be looking up your requirements and if any certifications are going to be necessary. So, if you are wanting to be a fitness coach or like a money coach or a coach for moms, you need to be doing your Googles and digging deep and seeing if, you know, any of those certifications or trainings are going to be necessary. So if your industry or if your niche has anything to do with money, so for example, personal finances or taxes, or if you are dealing with someone's mental well-being or their health, more than likely you will need some type of extensive training beyond Google, and you're probably going to need some type of like certification. So if you're a health coach, a nutrition coach, a finance coach, etc., it is more than likely that you do in fact need some type of training and or certification. That goes for being a life coach as well. You 100% will need some type of training or certification in order to be like a certified, trained life coach. And like that's really important because the way I see it is, you don't want a doctor, you know, operating on you who skipped over med school. And, you know, maybe being a nutrition coach or a health coach or a finance coach aren't as like, you know, serious, you know, in a sense as like being a surgeon, but you are still affecting someone's finances. You're still affecting someone's health. You're still affecting someone's mental, you know, capacity and well-being. So you definitely want to make sure that you are having the proper trainings so that you are not leading people on the wrong path. And most importantly, you are not potentially like physically or mentally harming someone. But in other situations, experience can definitely be the best training you need to get your coaching business started, which leads me to my first point. What experience in your specific industry do you have? So when I started coaching, I had already had a few years of running my own business under my belt before I got into business coaching. So I had already known how to start, how to launch a business, how to market, how to grow a business before I actually began coaching other entrepreneurs. So I use that experience and everything that I learned as a way to then help my clients to get to where I was, and even oftentimes beyond where I was. Like I have clients who are like making way more money than me right now. So all you need is to really be a few steps above or a few years beyond where your audience is in order to help them. So also consider any professional training that you may have had as well. So I've heard a few people kind of question the validity of coaches because they haven't necessarily worked directly in their industry that they're going to be coaching in. But I personally feel like it is okay if you have something like a master's degree in marketing, or maybe you have the experience to help other companies because you have done this exact same job within your 9-to-5. So think about those professional trainings or that professional environment that you have been in that has allowed you to use some of these same skills that you're going to be going over with your clients. So you can still package up that same knowledge and that professional training to launch it in your own business. So the second qualification that you should have is a proven process. And this is something that we help you to create within the Purpose to Service Academy. So I like to call it your signature process, but it's essentially a list of steps that has worked repeatedly for you and for other people. So what are the steps you took to get from point A to where you are exactly right now? And if someone else were to take those same steps, would they be able to achieve similar results? So for example, within the Purpose to Service Academy, I have a 5-step process that takes my clients from just an idea to creating and launching their signature service. So the same five-step process is the same process that I have used for my own offers, for my clients, and for also now the members who are in our program. So it's a repeatable process that will help essentially anyone to achieve similar results. And I say similar results because, of course, everyone's situation is different and not everyone will actually do the work. So, you know, you can't say that everyone's results are going to be the exact same. But if someone were to take your process, do the work, do exactly what you're telling them to, and put, you know, and put forth the effort, they should be able to get similar results or get to like a similar ending. So you also want to just think about, you know, is those steps in that process very, very clear, which we will get to that in just a moment. So this is one of the reasons why I also suggest, you know, that before you go out and launching like this big offer, that you maybe try out your process a few times, either in your own business, so like trying out your process for yourself, or maybe even taking on a couple of small clients to try out the process on, so that you can tweak the process, you can make changes, and you can kind of see like, you know, is this thing actually going to work for someone other than myself? And again, you know, within the Purpose of Service Academy, this is something that we really, really dig into, because your signature process really is not what your offer will be built around, but it, a lot of like your brand and also your marketing is going to be molded around your signature process as well. All right, so lastly, the third qualification I feel you need is the ability to clearly walk someone else through your process. So this may sound like a no-brainer, but not everyone has the skill to essentially teach what they know, and that is okay, but that is definitely a skill that you will need as a coach. So if you want to essentially be able to package up and sell this proven process, then you need to be able to clearly articulate it in a way that makes sense to your clients. So that means, you know, this may look like getting on your client's level and removing a lot of like the fancy wording that may be used in your industry. So really going into like helping your clients and not assuming that your client knows what you are talking about. So how can you break it down for someone who has no idea, you know, what they're doing to be able to understand? Also think about, are you able to break each step down in your process and provide tangible action steps for them to implement in order to achieve their desired results? So are you able to say, okay, this is my five-step process, this is my three-step process, or whatever, and within that each step of that process, can you provide actionable steps that your client will have to take in order to be able to go to the next step in your process? So it needs to be able to be broken down in tangible, actionable steps. So also remember that there is a big difference between a coach and a teacher. So you're not just shoving a bunch of information down your audience's throat. Your job as the coach is to provide your clients with the tools they need to succeed in whatever industry you're in, but to not make the decisions for them. So your job is to help them to declutter their thoughts and ideas to make decisions for themselves. So of course you're going to give them the action step to be able to make those decisions for themselves, but you shouldn't go into working with your client, you know, doing all the work for them. So being a coach and sometimes a teacher is definitely two different things. So if you have been hesitant to call yourself a coach, or if you've been thinking about getting into the coaching industry, then definitely do your research first. But I also want you to just consider your experience, your proven process, and if you can clearly articulate this process. So I don't want you to think that you have to be, you know, a seasoned veteran for 20 years before you could begin offering coaching services. So if you are just a few steps above where your audience is wanting to be, or above your audience and you are at where they are currently wanting to be, you can be a coach and guide them to where, from where they are now to where you currently are. And the more you learn and the more you grow and the more you begin to expand on your proven process, the more you are able to continue to impact those clients. So don't feel like you have to have, you know, all of these years and years of years of training, or, you know, unless you're, of course, your industry calls for it. But don't feel like you have to, you know, again, be in this industry for 30 plus years before you can help someone else get to where you are. So, of course, I am big on integrity, and there is a big issue right now in the coaching industry overall where there are a lot of people who don't know what they're doing, who are calling themselves coaches, and who are essentially taking their clients' money and not being able to deliver on the promise that they are putting out there. So I'm huge on integrity, which is why I say, you know, make sure you do have that experience. Make sure you do have that proven process, meaning it has worked on you several times and it has probably helped other people several times as well before you actually start marketing and putting yourself out there as a coach. The internet is big, but it's also a very small, especially when it comes to our specific niches and the coaching community in general. So the last thing I want you to do is to jump before you're ready and begin calling yourself a coach when you don't have the experience or you don't have a proven process, and you end up pissing a lot of people off and really tarnishing your reputation. So I had to put that out there because that is a huge problem right now in the coaching industry. So I just want you to be aware of that before, you know, you dive in and you're like, hey, I'm a coach now. So inside the Purpose to Service Academy, which is our membership and accelerator program for coaches and service-based entrepreneurs, we do help you to package up that experience and knowledge that you have into your coaching or service offer. So we also help you to create the signature process that your offer will be built around. So if you are feeling like, yes, I can do this, I have the experience, I have the process, I would love to be your coach. So you can head over to purposetoservice.co to learn more about becoming a member. Before you go, I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Take a screenshot and share it with me over on Instagram at @TheAlishaNicole. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to your favorite podcast streaming app and rate the show and leave a review. The more great ratings and reviews we receive, the more incredible women we are able to impact with our message. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Purpose to Service podcast.